but it wasn't that moment. It was actually the whole Zumanity thing that popped. Right. I'm like, can't look at her. Oh shit, I looked at her.
Yeah,
we exchanged a moment.
I would have made it super awkward.
You would have went over there and be like,
did you feel my meat?
Damn. It wouldn't have been that awkward.
Damn,
how much meat did you feel?
Did you get half? Did you get all of it? Because I was only half of it.
There's still more if you want it.
I got plenty more where that came from. Let's go in the back. You don't believe me? You don't believe me?
Shout out to Zumanity.
I was going to wear sweats.
Yeah, that's Zumanity, yeah. Just fucking after that show.
It was erotic like a mug.
That's an erotic show, man. Yeah.
Slacks feel, though.
Who asked you that question?
Huh? Oh, do that work.
If your wife
What did you answer?
I said I would.
You love her.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
It's love. Sometimes you got to pee on somebody, let them know you love them.
I'm pretty sure you can still love somebody or not.
I wanted that statement.
Oh, you wanted
that was dope.
You wanted that one?
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said sometimes you got to pee on somebody, let them know you love them.
You know, I might just go home and pee on Nancy right now. Fuck it. 2017.
Man, see, that's that white confidence I was talking about. This is why. Gotta wait.
I might just walk up and down your neighborhood and start knocking on doors saying fuck you to everybody.
Yeah.
So you running that big nigga.
Right.
Fella,
it's like the word of God, sir.
Are you ready for Jehovah's Return?
What? You accepted Christ.
You just close the door out. I'm used to it.
It's okay if you don't want to hear it.
Man. That's some funny shit right there.
What were you looking at?
Nothing.
Porno?
Nothing.
No.
Right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's like three of y'all right here.
So that's the thing. Hey, how do dudes watch it in a group like that?
No, that's nasty.
Why not?
No, I don't think it's nasty.
No, it's the same dudes that can like train a motherfucker, like ride a train on a girl. Like, I can't do that. I don't want to be around no masculinity when I'm doing my thing.
I probably could, but it probably depends on who's in the
Yuck.
Room. It probably depends on who's in the room.
That shit was
stop looking at me like that.
That shit happened on a daily where I was from. Like, it was trains called my neighborhood, Santa Fe.
And it depends on the chick that the train is getting ran on to.
People was just trying to get their dick wet.
Sometimes you're just trying to get that nut off.
You know?
No, but I can't.
Like, do you ever like look and like see a girl or a woman be like, you like trains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Run all over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I look at all. I said, you like you eat ass. You look like you like trains.
Yeah, I always tell you that shit.
You look like you're taking an ass.
You like black dudes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
The white women. You had to look at some white girls and be like,
that's how I met my wife, yo. We was in the dental office.
Some Mexican chicks too. Like,
your wife doesn't have the face that she looks. She likes black dudes.
No, she doesn't. But she snuck it up. She snuck on me. It was like,
yeah, she doesn't have the. She's
in a dental chair. I hit her in the dental office, so she was in the dental chair, and I was like, you want me to turn it to, like, the Food Network for you? She's like, no, you can turn it to BET. I was like, ding. Ooh. Gotcha.
Or maybe she could have just been, like, undercover racist. No, you can turn it to BET, because I know you niggas like BET.
Oh, so she was being kind, She was being kind. She's
so
like,
black motherfuckers like BET. Turn to BET. Turn
yeah,
to BET.
Put so much on the B.
I don't know.
You sound like Ice Cube a little bit.
B-E-T.
A light skin Ice Cube. B-E-T.
B-E-T.
B-E-T. Nyunka.
So I just said turn to B-E-T and that was your light, huh?
I knew it. I knew what I had to do from that point on.
So.
Stuck it in there that same night.
Damn. Light
just
women.
Let it slip back into the.
Liking B-E-T is the sign.
Stuck it in there the same night.
That was a random ass statement.
It's like, why are you looking at the screen like that, saying
it
that?
Happened.
It's just.
It happened.
Proud of him.
Yeah.
That was an easy win.
Just call your wife easy.
Hey, I stayed with her from that day on, so I took her off the market.
There you go.
No answer, man. That's cool, man.
I wonder would she say she's easy because of it. Let me FaceTime real quick. It was saying.
I might want to ask her that one. It's just y'all two.
Yeah, because.
No, don't do that one.
Nah, don't do that one.
I mean, she can't kill him when we're in here, right?
Listen, this is me saying, nah, don't do that one.
Oh, damn.
What you think? We've been together so long, like, she ain't going nowhere neither.
She ain't going nowhere, but look, man, this is me saying, nah, don't do that one.
I'll just unplug the fuck out of my mic and leave.
You talking to the king saying some dumb shit.
Let me go ahead and just get three.
She don't get the comedic sense.
Nancy always hit me with the...
It's the kids with her upstairs, too. Yeah. You know,
Nancy always hit me with the, I can't believe you never dated a black girl.
Why?
Because I grew up around number black
people. Number black people. That's all you hung around. Street.
You never dated with a black girl?
A black girl. I have nothing against black women, but I just never dated a black girl.
Did any of them hit on you?
I never had a problem with black girls, but I never wanted to date them. Racism. No, I've never dated a black
girl. Has anybody ever hit on you, though? Like, what's hey, up? Mike, you know?
Oh, back in Mike's smooth days.
If you burn me some CDs,
yeah, you said that right. You seen back in the day. You seen that?
And you was like, "Nah, I'm good."
That was just always cool.
You seen the picture, Mike, when he was skinny?
Well, fuck, man. Like, come on, dude. You gonna disrespect me like that?
Bitches. What? You look like you got?
You like John B. with a Chico de Bars?
Really? Fat, but you know you were skinny.
I was skinny as shit.
Like I was skinny, but I'm not skinny now. You know what I mean?
He said you had Chico de Barge, John B. look.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck happened, Mike?
With a chain on.
And then he had a nerd ass look.
Got married.
Eye look. That light skinned nigga.
Got married and shit, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly how you look.
We all had that. Tell me we all didn't have that.
What?
Those moments when you knew. When you were skinny as shit and you was just right.
Yeah.
And the girls just was, oh man, it was just, oh.
Yeah. All the way up to that shit is gone.
That shit is a wrap.
It's a wrap. A little bit now, but I'm out of practice.
I wouldn't even know how to talk to
still
her.
Like
I would know how to talk, but right? My thing is.
Look at that dude.
I would know how to talk.
That dude was cold blooded.
Yeah.
The bitches.
Why are they gonna be all that?
Look, dude, I had the bitches.
You got bitches with that.
Put a suit on
right
you.
There.
You really look like Morris Day right there.
Put that bitch.
Nigga, Morris
on.
Day. What do you see, Morris? They used to call me Ralph Tresvant, my nigga.
Omar Epps.
Where the fuck do you see Omar Epps at?
You got real deep to get that motherfucker day. Out too.
Look at that nigga right there. Boy, that boy was cold.
Yeah, you look. He got bitches.
Oh my god, that's when we used to shave the part in the little part right there.
I remember them days.
It was when the grandmama was flying in the air and shit.
Mm-hmm. Wearing silk.
That was right there. Here, let me talk at you, girl.
Hey baby, let me get a minute. Let me get a minute of your time.
That's it. Let me get a double double with cheese. What the fuck I said with cheese?
That was. Let me get a minute of your time. Uh-huh. Yeah, I would know. I would know what to say.
Uh-uh.
My thing is the effort.
I feel like now
I don't have.
If I walked, I feel like now I feel. I look at myself like the old nigga with the purple suit on, hollering at young women and shit.
Hey, baby, come here, girl, with your fine ass. And do you know how much young booty you be getting with that? How much 25s and 26s you be getting?
I don't want.
Okay.
You ain't saying that shit. Nah, come on.
No, man. I'm sorry, man.
Nah,
I'm sorry.
Nah. You won't be saying that shit. We shit that shit. Come on, man.
Cut that shit out.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want this.
Like, my thing is, like, if you ain't just putting that shit, like, right there on a platter for me, like, I ain't got time.
Yeah, because he's been married too long.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what the fuck to do. That's what I'm saying. So if you ain't putting that shit, like, right there, it's like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, man.
It's been too long.
But his thing is,
I'm talking about that Bobby Womack looking motherfucker.
Yours is more older,
it's,
like
it's both of them.
Both of them, but yours is more of the age. Like
I've been married, I've been with the same woman for 14 years, yo.
Yeah, how long you been married?
Since I met this man.
I knew you before.
Oh, you knew me before that too.
Yeah, I knew you. Yeah. The other.
So
one.
How long you been married?
She was right. I remember.
Yep. So he's gonna keep ignoring the white guy, huh?
How long I've been married for since 2008?
Man, why did you get all offended with
that? He did get offended, man.
But we've been together 14, though.
I got the power. Huh?
Right. We was 5 years in before that. I told her I wasn't going to marry until 5 years. So she like was like, 5 years, I'm going to treat this motherfucker so well.
After that.
And then that shit just went. She heard that shit right now.
What'd you say, huh?
Nothing.
But yeah, that's funny. I've known both of you. Before Tiffany, and same thing him. Before Nancy, I've been around for a long motherfucking time. Shit,
oh,
damn, you too. Before Kelsey,
yeah.
God,
yeah. You met Kelsey out here.
Yeah.
It's like that Eddie Murphy shit.
No
yeah.
More. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. No more elaboration on it. What kind of soup is it, Brandon?
What kind of soup is it?
It's liquid soup.
Mike, do you and Nancy argue?
We argue all the time. No, I'm just kidding. We do.
Do you go argue?
What's that?
Because Sophie is always around, so do you have time to really get after it and argue?
You mean like go in?
Yeah, go hard. Like,
go hard? We try not to.
But like, do you?
Well, sometimes. Like when Sophie's there, but then Sophie starts getting all crazy, so we gotta just dial that shit back.
Oh, she's the mediator. She's like, stop it, guys!
She's like, I'm telling your mom, and I'm telling your mom.
And then you guys laugh about it?
Yeah, you know. And Nancy's like, well, I just talk loud, so that's the way I talk.
Nancy does talk loud.
Yeah, she talks loud.
Yeah,
you're tearing this family apart.
Y'all ever argue to the point? You ever argue and be like, man, ain't gonna be no cool down for this shit. I'm ready to go. And then you'd be like, where the fuck am I going?
Yeah. I'm out this bitch. Well, where the fuck is out? Because I don't know where I'm going to go, so. Like, I'm going outside the door.
I can't even argue good no more because the confidence is gone. Like, when the confidence was up there, I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, you're confident.
You want to leave? Leave.
You ain't
shit.
Going nowhere. This bitch. And then you start thinking, I was like, well, fuck, we got all this shit together under our names.
Dude.
Fuck.
Dude, she making more money than me now. She making bread.
You're like, I'm gonna go ahead and ride this one out.
She making bread. She be like, fuck you. I be like, what? And like, wait, okay,
wait, right.
I'm not. No, I'm still. I still some manhood. I still got a lot of manhood in me.
Go to counseling.
No, none of that. I be
like, fuck out of here with that.
She be like, you know what? Fuck this. I be like, okay. You not gonna argue back?
Nope. Okay.
That is, I'm arguing right now. I have to let her know from time to time. God damn it. That's what I said, and that's what the fuck it is. She'd be like, who are you talking to? I'd be like.
She'd be like, fuck this. You're right.
Last big one we had, I was ready to go, packed my shit and all that. And then she just sit on the couch, nonchalant about that shit.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere.
One of them bitches talked to her and said, when next time you do that shit, don't even move. Just keep looking at TV like shit don't even matter. Somebody got her, man. She had the trump card on
she
me.
Learned.
I walked in. I was like,
I'm leaving now. I'm walking towards the door now.
Reaction.
I'm turning the handle.
No, mine's is more manly. Mine's is more like this. So you ain't got nothing to say?
Yo, that's
all
that's
you
right now?
That's the man's, like, when you ain't getting a fucking reaction, so you ain't got nothing to say.
So, any other time, yeah, something to say.
Yeah, any she, other time, you got
was like,
to say. Now
she
you got
was
nothing.
Like, she was like, uh-uh. I was like, just going to end it like that.
With the lip tap,
I was like, just going to end it like that, huh? Yep.
He said, let me go ahead and put my shit back up.
It was uncomfortable and shit. And you just got to just put your shit back and go in the room. Sit there for like 3 hours.
Yeah, you can't come out.
You gotta stay in there. You stay in there for 3 hours. You put yourself on timeout. And then she walk by and she be like, dinner's ready. You're like, okay.
That's when you gotta know, like, okay, shit's gonna be okay.
You do shit like you do shit that you don't normally do, like come in here and sit with the family and shit and eat dinner. And it's that silence. And your kids know you a punk too. Look at this nigga in here eating with us today like he different. Look at him being different.
This nigga trying to get Father Year eat with us.
He still
like he didn't even know. He didn't like, so daddy.
He got his elbows off the table.
You can't even chastise your kids. It's like you the substitute teacher because you can't chastise your kids even. They don't even, they know your ass is a bitch right now. He like, you like,
you lucky.
3 days, bitch. I'm on your ass.
Oh, man.
It's different, man.
Yeah, that's some.
I ain't got no power.
You ain't going nowhere.
Don't be like me, Brandon. Keep the power.
You ain't going nowhere.
As soon as y'all get bills together and shit be in both of y'all names.
Man, you start thinking about that shit.
That shit like, change up some. Have that kid.
Now you see why.
Have that kid. The kid. The kid. The kid is the sealer. That's like child support. Got your ass.
Damn. Yeah, Vanessa knows I'll take child support. Don't play with me.
Like you'll pay it.
Yeah, she knows. Don't play. Let's keep everything cool and nice and happy.
You saying that shit now, yo?
No, you. Okay.
Take it from a nigga that's paid child support for 18 years.
You've been around me long enough. I'd rather be happy.
It ain't happy when your bread ain't there.
Money ain't what make me happy.
Yeah, but would you rather be there and then be all fucking depressed and miserable?
Yeah.
And then have that bread?
So I'd be like, yeah, don't play with me.
You get used to it.
If you got to pay that child support, you got to pay that child support.
I'll pay it. She knows I'll pay it too. I ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. I'll sell my ass if I have to.
I think I'll stay before I sell my ass.
Sell my ass.
Sell my ass.
Stay and sell my ass same time. Fuck it.
Either way, his ass is getting sold.
She's getting sold. Tell you. Chop that shit up. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't have that type of power over me.
Mike and Jerome wearing some dope ass shirts right now. Why are we on this bullshit? Yeah, that shit is.
If they would have wanted that, your shirt would have been pretty dope.
Man, I like my shirt.
Yeah, it would have been.
It would have been. Sorry.
No, my shirt cool, nothing. Man.
Sorry.
It's not a gay. That's what it says on the back.
I can't see. I like your shirt because I know what it is.
Appreciate it.
I don't know what it is, so.
Sorry.
It's irrelevant. I know the Death Star and the Joker. Like
that's
everybody knows them. You know, I don't know what the fuck that shit. So what is that? Tiger Fitness.
It is.
You ordered it, or you bought it at the Tiger Shop.
What did I do?
I don't know why.
Why gotta be so condescending?
I don't know what else.
I got
that's like when I asked him about candy.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You're doing the candy thing
about,
I did.
You're about to slut shame him right now.
You got some supplements.
And the shirt came with the supplements.
The shit with the blue raspberry like the other day.
Yo, this is how serious this man is about supplements, man. Let him.
He's serious about his supplements.
You care to?
Yeah, man. You want to bring it up, man?
I
the stories and shit.
I do want to bring it up. Huh?
Because you know the stories and shit. You know?
Fucking stories, man. Yeah, tell him about
I asked him what supplements do for you. I wanted him to describe the feeling. And you tried to describe it.
No, they get me there.
No, but you said, say specifically what you told me on the station.
Oh, man.
It's like robbing a motherfucker with a spoon, is what you said.
What? What'd you say?
And I was like, huh?
It's like what?
It's like robbing a motherfucker with a spoon.
With a spoon.
I was like, how can you rob a motherfucker with a spoon? He said, imagine getting robbed with a nigga with a spoon.
You gotta be smart.
Imagine how much he gotta do. I was like, that's a lot of shit. Jay had to walk away on that one.
Oh man.
Like he's straight facing that shit. It's serious.
Is that a fucking game?
It's not, man. I'm sick. I'm dead.
You know how when on Donkey Kong when Mario get the motherfucker with a spoon gotta dig your ass out. Fucking you up with that spoon. One lump or two, bitch.
Hey, the fuck would you feel?
No, in the beginning when he pulled a spoon out, a wooden spoon, and she'd be like, "This is a stick up," and you look at the spoon like, "Nigga, you must be crazy." But when he start getting your ass with that shit, like
that's when you know shit is real.
Like digging you up, nigga, like a rat burrowing in through your belly button and shit. Like, fucking you up, spooning you up, motherfucker, digging you out. It's blunted, nigga. This blunted. Ain't no spokes in it. It ain't no. You start getting ripped up by a spoon. You didn't realize you could die this way. And then your ass is dying. You like, he's fucking me. It's like some Mortal Kombat type shit. It stems from. It's like robbing a nigga with a spoon. What?
Forgot I said that.
That's exactly what you said. And it was
I felt that
and only I could understand it because I was like, what? Wait. How the fuck you gonna rob a nigga with a who gonna run from
it's
a spoon?
Like, all the things and
then
you can
I
use. Why?
Then I thought of your big ass, buff ass and trying to get a nigga with a spoon. And amped up. I will spoon your ass up. Take that, nigga.
Oh man, my fucking stomach hurt.
Imagine the autopsy report. Like, like somebody got to like forensics is all fucked up because they ain't never seen no shit like this before. They like, what the fuck? What was the murder weapon? Cause I ain't never seen a motherfucker be borrowed out. Shit. Look like a bowl of ice cream and shit. Like, what the fuck? Scooped out like. Shit. You ever see the like when you go to 31 Flavors and you see the ice cream cored out and shit? Your body be cored out.
Fucking spoon.
Is that what you meant, Brandon?
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
Okay, I think I described it.
I think you got it. Just come here.
You know how hard that shit would have to be? It ain't heated up. It's just a cold spoon. You in the alleyway.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Like robbing a nigga with a spoon. That's what you said, Brandon.
As funny as that is, I don't get that feeling.
You're taking some special supplements, man.
Oh, man.
But you just violent as fuck, though, so that shit.
Kind of violent.
When y'all take over right now, I can't say nothing.
Nigga, like, come on, man. Like, I thought Donatello with his damn stick was like, man, they got a sword and a scythe and nunchucks and shit, but you got a fucking stick, dude. But to take an ass with him by that stick, your ass is grass. What if one of them turtles pulled out a spoon? A wooden spoon.
Digging them out.
To stab a nigga with it? Oh, man. For it to go through? That's got to hurt.
What the fuck made you say it's like robbing?
He don't know. A spoon. Or describe it, yeah.
That's what it's like, man. Anyway. When you take your supplements, you get into what you want to be. And you take okay. that. You take them.
I guess
you take
I get
them damn stimulants. Stimulants okay. get you right.
I get what you mean, but good God, that's gory. It's robbing a nigga with a spoon.
Like, how do you feel when it happens? Like, describe the feeling.
It ain't the same. Yeah.
Obviously, it ain't the same.
It ain't like digging a nigga out with a spoon.
Like, how long does it take for it to soak in? Like,
we're talking about, like, pre-workouts. And
pre-workout.
Like, stimulus is over there, right? Like, mm-hmm. With me?
I said, does it make you stronger, or does it just give you the energy to keep going?
Gives you the energy, and it focuses you.
It focuses you?
Yeah, you get mad energy, and whatever you're doing, you're focused on that. Not like typing, because you're gonna want to move around.
Do you burn out? Can you like if without it, and you could like bench, and you can push out 7 reps. If you get when you're on that, you could do more than 7.
Yep.
You could do more.
Yeah, you can do more.
You can do more.
Just look at me. The look that he looked at me like, brother.
No, it's a complete difference.
I'd probably fucking die. My heart would pop.
No, what? You drink a lot of coffee?
Yeah.
Well, then you'll be fine.
No, but I can't drink. I can't have a 5-hour energy drink. That shit destroys me. Sorry. I get paranoid as fuck.
You won't get paranoid with that, but like I'm telling you, like when I take a pre-workout.
Now, if you had that shit I had my first.
What, that Jack 3D? Nah, that shit?
The craze. That shit right there.
Yeah. Make you want to beat a woman?
Nah, but
okay.
It'll have you like
just dreaming shit. Hallucinating some shit.
The reason why you start dreaming is because you're so amped up. When you're going to sleep, your body is amped up. So you'll like your dreams will be.
Shouldn't you just work out that shit out? Like try work to.
You can try to, but.
It don't help. It's still in you. In you.
Yeah.
So you just taking a spoonful of rage. That's what it is, a spoonful of rage, huh? You just
with that shit, you have toothpicks.
You can't listen to, like.
You can.
Grab your fingers. You can, do the stab. You can be mad hype. You can do it all by yourself. You're
super hype.
Nah, that shit, that song, Okay, which Lil Jon's is okay on all the time and no lyrics and shit.
What?
Yeah, okay. That'd be too violent for you.
Somebody walk up on you and be like, hey, sir, with your earphones on, that's not a good day.
You just body slam the shit out of him.
Like I said, it amps you up.
You just turn around with a spoon on the ass in the gym.
It just amps you up because you literally attack the weights. Like you once you take it, you're energied up, you're like ready to go, and you just fuck off. Give me the next one.
Start tossing shit. Fuck off. Start bench pressing people.
That's why I'm scared to take steroids.
You know, bruh, like, you had me in the gym once in a lifetime. You didn't tell me about this thing, so I could have accidentally bumped into one of these motherfucking people.
No, they're not.
Because imagine, like, if you own
that
shit.
Unless that person is roid rage, and that's different.
You own that shit, your ass is focused, you're zoomed, you about to head over there to that bench, and then somebody get on the bench, and now you stand in there unable to work, unable to do shit. You just...
You'll just do something else. It just, it gets you that energy and helps you get that extra rep, extra reps. And you'll lift a lot more, too.
Keep you focused.
Just because
it sounds highly illegal.
You use the shit every time you go work out?
You can do the same thing with coffee. Nah, coffee does the same thing. Crazy.
I'm going to jump back on it like I used to be.
you need it?
About a drug or something. It is. But.
You need it? Like, do you need
me?
It?
Me? Yeah, I need it, man.
I've been working out so long, I don't need it. Because he started using the pre-workout, and then we would work out together. And sometimes he would look at me like, you ain't got no pre-workout? Nah.
You ain't never looked at him do some shit you ain't never seen him do before? And be like,
I can tell when he's on the pre-workout.
Like when something go up that don't normally go up,
he's no,
like, I think I can hit this right
no,
now.
No, his energy level is just higher. That's mainly what it is. His energy level is higher, and like, say we're doing bench press, right? And usually, say we do three sets, you're burnt out, you're tired, but you're not tired. You're like, yeah, just get another one.
Can you imagine motherfuckers going to the club and they take a scoop of pre workout before they get out the car?
Probably do.
You never know.
It's time to scrap.
Huh. That and some Jack.
Yeah, Jack 3 is.
Oh no, I mean Jack Daniels.
Some Jack Daniels and pre workout. Jack Daniels and Jack 3D. Fuck his brain to blow out of his fucking skull. Hard to be dancing on the floor with him.
Dick be falling out.
Oh yeah, you get some. You'll blast your woman out. Yeah. Off from pre-workouts too.
No, it's oh.
Yeah.
Like, imagine me just all of a sudden getting up and flipping this table over. Just
for the fuck
of it? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Some dude was asking me yesterday. He's like, I know you looked it up, man. What do you,
That's going to have some problems with you when you get older, though.
That's only if you're, like, taking it, like, religiously.
No.
Can't get started and shit. You gonna be fucking with the blue lady on the commercial?
No, all it does is increase blood flow. That's mainly what it does. So
you
it's
know the blue lady
gonna mess you up.
Y'all know the blue lady on the commercial?
2 months of Cialis pills.
The Viagra
commercials. Every lady on there got a blue dress on, and she laying on the bed somewhere.
Why is it blue? Is that the color of the pill?
I mean, that's what she's got a blue dress on, and she's like, my man takes Viagra. For that special time.
It's like good for you. So my girl would be like, my man takes a pre-workout. Blows my back out.
You're like, Nessa, come on, man. I got to dump this shit.
Here's the thing. After you dump it, you're ready to go again. Yeah. Because of the energy.
I'm thinking about it.
No, because I
start taking a pre-workout, just
no, because I know me. I know me. I'll be that nigga on Color Purple and shit. How'd he die? On top of me. Be my last day on earth. Blowing somebody's back out.
Heart exploding in chest.
I mean, I take all types of supplements. Well, not all types, but
I'm like, say, goddamn, Rick Steiner.
Nah, sometimes I'll take pre-workouts.
He's like, I do too.
I take fish oil, multivitamins. What's this other thing? Milk thistle, this other stuff.
What?
It's for prostate and all that type of stuff.
Why?
Just keep it healthy.
Milk thistle?
Yeah, it's just like, it's just some kind of thing that's good for your prostate. So you're probably going to get all fucked up and get cancer on it and all that type of shit. Mm. And they got to pull it out. And then
they say you play with your balls and you'll be all right. You just play with your balls. And
what?
You won't get it.
Maybe.
Where'd you read this?
I don't see the medical medical side.
See the medical advance playing with your balls. See, he can keep you from.
Remember that motherfucker Green? He was married to
the basketball
Drew Barrymore. Oh, no. Who's some kind of comedian? That silly ass.
Oh, Tom Green.
Tom Green. He was rub your balls, stroke your balls, so you don't get cancer. You don't remember that song?
Wait, that's your medical.
Yeah,
that's his sauce.
He lost a nut. He had cancer. He lost a nut and he had to get it cut off. And the doctor was telling him, you know, if you stimulated him more.
Tom Green made a song, "Rub Your Balls," and that's your medical. So you don't get cancer. That's what you're rocking with.
Look.
So if somebody came to you right now and said, "Pat, I just found out I got prostate cancer."
Well, if you got it already, it's too late. You should have been rubbing them before.
I have the symptoms. The doctor said I have the symptoms. You would say, "Well, you got to rub them all."
No, you symptoms is too late. If you need to already be
rubbing your balls,
taking your pre-workout. You got to do the pre-workout. If you don't, then you know.
So everybody, make sure you rub your balls.
Rub your balls.
Pull one, take a breath in, and if it pull out, do the next one, and it go up. You all right?
What?
You ain't never played with your balls, Mike? They're yours.
Yeah, but I'm saying I've never, you know,
tug like that. Do the tug test. Tug it. Breathe in. If the shit roll up. Do the next one. When the motherfucker don't roll up no more, you got a problem. You gotta go get that shit checked.
Yeah, go to the bathroom real quick.
Does that work if you got a hernia?
Are you?
That's when the doctor cough, and the balls go up, and they say he's good.
That's not the way they check my hernia.
What they do to you? Now I'm not talking about your hernia.
They just take the finger and they put it like right there, and it's like cough. You're fine. That's it. I never had my balls grabbed.
You never had your balls checked.
They've never like grabbed my balls, cough. They never grabbed my balls. Maybe that's an old way of checking it.
You ain't doing it right.
Little Patrick, the last physical I took Little Patrick, they bent up, cop, balls went up. He was like, good.
They don't check the balls. They check the areas in the pelvic region.
That's yeah. So he just pushed and caught.
He had the wrong position, man.
He ain't feeling none of your positions right now.
You want to admit that on
there? He said, look, man, I got my balls cut.
Yeah, you was your balls cupped?
Huh? No, you never been checked. That
you just pushed?
Yeah, the push.
Okay, so yeah, and yeah.
Push on what?
Just on like on the region,
the pelvic region.
Yeah,
they told you to call.
Yeah.
Everything I thought I knew.
So your balls got grabbed.
Man, like Family got that too. What did he touch?
All right. He said, "Relax, I'm a doctor."
That damn South Park shit.
Oh, man.
Let's go ahead and change the subject.
Want to go back to your boys or what? Not them, Pat's boys.
Them two need a balls grab fucking shit. We ain't got to talk about Chris Brown's Soulja Boy. Niggas is tripping.
Stupid.
Leave it at that.
Shout out to 50 Band.
Stupid.
Oh, man.
They stupid.
You talking about 21 Savage?
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
This is 21 Savage.
Savage. They're going to fight for the Savage. Name.
And we're going to get one Savage. 50 Cent got no chill.
Hey, man, you all right?
Who else would you add to that card?
Are you reliving the appointment? Are you reliving his appointment?
I'm going to spoon the fuck out of that doctor. That's what you're doing. We get in the show and that shit. I'm spooning the fuck out of his ass.
I tried to change the subject for you, man.
Oh, man.
I was waiting for that moment. I needed to get that in there.
You was like, man, these. Oh, man. Because that's what I was told. It was like, he's going to cup your balls. I'm going to cup your balls. That was just the thing I heard. The thing was I hit about, what, 14? When did you start hearing about it? Like 14, 15 around that?
I'm worried about this neck shit, the prostate check. When they got to go up in there, finger in the ass. I'm worried. I'm scared.
Just make sure you don't do the whole fist. You'll be all right.
How the fuck you gonna make sure? It's too late when the motherfucker behind you doing what you gotta do.
Make sure he tells
you. Do you want a girl or a man? Who would be more lenient?
I don't think it matters. The finger's in your ass.
But somebody's gotta be compassionate about this.
Get it over with.
Hey, so dog, what you doing after this?
Right.
Would you like to go out for some dinner? Applebee's has a nice special going on right now.
Applebee's.
Got that 2 for 20.
We can
20,
get the 2 for 20.
We can both eat for $20.
Or the 2 for 25. Jerry, you want to get the 25, we can get some steak.
We even get dessert.
Yeah, you do get dessert. Get dessert. Yeah. $25, we can get dessert and an entree.
Just wash your hands after you finish.
Ooh. Please.
Like, you don't reuse gloves, do you?
What's the age of that? I thought the age was like 35.
I thought it was 45.
It's like 45, 50.
45 when they say you got to start getting checked, huh?
They keep pushing it back. I'm happy for it.
Yeah, they probably trying to kill us off. I think I'm going to go into 35.
They trying to kill us. Y'all going to get killed off. Y'all ain't even got your balls grabbed. They touching some shit that don't have nothing to do with your balls.
Sure.
Because your balls are not supposed to be touched.
I don't think I've always said I don't think
when you got your physical in the army, they didn't do that, the cough test and shit.
Yeah, they had me bend over, spread my ass cheeks.
But that's to see if you smuggling contraband,
right? That's a different kind of physical.
Yeah.
Why they gotta call it physical? That's nasty.
I never thought about it like that, but you're right.
It is physical.
Because they really are doing that.
They really are. It is physical.
You want to call it an examination?
Yeah.
I don't want you to call it that either.
Because Pat got over-examined.
Call that shit a process, because that's what it is. That's all. Just call it a process.
Oh, dude.
He got his balls lifted.
I'm going to be all right.
That's terrible. I don't know. You ain't never really been properly checked. Some doctor just grabbed your balls and left it alone. He just cupped your balls. You can't get a hernia from your balls.
Keep it up. About to spoon the shit out.
You gonna spoon me, huh? Start digging them out. Shut up, I spoon you, nigga.
Tell you, man. Once you start, you can't stop.
You need to walk around with one of those.
If we look on the news and somebody got spooned, we know they're a listener to this show.
Yeah. You gave them some vivid crazy details motherfucker
was like,
it.
I got to blunt the fuck out of it. I don't want no sharpness in this shit.
I'm going to smooth these edges all out.
nigga just... you got to twist and push. The thumb, you gotta get, because you can't do this. You gotta.
What is that? That's a lot. That's forearm, isn't it? And bicep, dude, and shoulder. If you.
Dude.
You digging somebody. Yeah, that's.
Look
that's,
at the power. Yeah, I will spoon your ass.
You gonna feel this.
Scoop your ass up, nigga. I'll scoop you up. Don't get scooped up in this motherfucker.
Bray, you sure ain't nothing wrong with you, man.
You,
Bray,
you a little sad for me.
You seem a little depressed.
He's
man.
Down.
What's going
man,
on,
I'm
B?
Good, man.
What's the matter?
Ain't
you didn't get your balls cut?
Want to spoon one of these niggas?
I'm definitely not bad about that.
Is it the loss? It's not the loss still, is it?
Good nah, loss.
Okay. What is
the
it?
Man loss?
Nah.
Yeah, he took a strong L today.
Took a strong L. Like 60.
50
points.
Whoa.
It was
50
to
20.
20. Yeah.
Against computer?
Nah.
All against you?
Yeah, that's what made it worse.
Why do you do that to your nigga, man?
It wasn't on purpose. He kept throwing interceptions.
I did, man. I threw 7 of them bitches. I laid them bitches out like it was hotcakes.
I never got my shirt, though.
There was two. There was two. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah, one was bullshit. You lifting up the fart or something?
Where the fuck's my shirt at? My Super Bowl shirt.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, three of them need to be passed out. You should be asking him where's his Titanfall at.
I just got tired of asking him.
You just skipped the shirt.
Yeah, pretty much.
I hinted. The last time I texted him, I hinted him. I was
changed the subject.
I said, hey, Brandon, you ever seen Clash of the Titans? You should check it out in the fall. Twice.
Two.
Anybody got? Is there something else we got to cover?
We ain't covered a goddamn thing.
Hey, listen,
we really
man.
Didn't.
We didn't. But is there something we got to cover? I mean, we briefly covered.
Roll Tide.
Board.
That's it. That's it.
What do you want to say about it?
That's it. I don't need to say no much more.
Oh, confidence in you. Very white.
just brimming, huh?
It is. Well, since we at the end, So when we just talk about sports, anybody got any sports to talk about?
Anybody out there doing? Coke? Meek Mill took an L.
Meek Mill always takes L's.
I ain't in a sport though, but yeah.
Yeah, he took an L again. Him and Nicki Minaj ain't together no more.
Yeah, you bitch.
That's why he took an L, because he was championing her. Like, this is my girl, my lady. People, niggas mad because I got Nicki. Now he ain't got Nicki.
Hey, his verse on that.
Is that a world tour? Track your girls.
Oh, he can rap.
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing, but he's still catching these L's.
Yeah, he does. I don't listen to his music, so.
You had a question of who passed the baton of L's or who had it first?
Yeah, who started? And you said Meek Mill never.
He just made a couple more for everybody to pass out.
Because Cat Williams was handing out. Cat Williams was the holder of the L, and then I think he passed it to Meek.
That happened in 2016, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And he passed it to Meek, and then Meek carried that L like a champion. And now he's passed that L to Soulja Boy, and then Soulja Boy and Chris Brown are jointly holding the L together.
They're about to
decided that Soulja's going to be the one to get knocked out.
Yeah, I think
they say the light skinned boy got hands.
Chris Brown, from what I've
heard,
he got hands, and the way you see him move when he dances, I'm like, man, he look pretty quick. Like, I don't think there's power behind it, but I think he'll fuck you up a couple times.
Power behind it. There ain't no way you flipping and doing backflips.
Ain't nobody rocking with Soulja Boy but Mayweather.
I think Mayweather just training and promoting. I don't think he's rocking with him. I think Mayweather wants it to be a match.
This is gonna get complicated because 50 is trying to get involved too.
He's already involved.
Yeah, but there could only be one promotion. And 50 got his own promotion.
He's not promoting it, though. Mayweather is promoting it. Hmm. 50 and Mayweather just friends, so.
They cool again?
Yeah.
Cool, oh, they cool again?
Now. Yeah.
Oh, cool okay. Then this it ain't going to be no issues.
Yeah, so. So he got Tyson to.
Co-sign with him.
Co-sign train, what's his name?
Get his ass beat by a light skin nigga.
That's what
he said. I think Soulja was gonna get fucked up. I just don't feel like he got
nobody
hands,
rocking
man.
With him.
What if he's
like?
Do this?
What if he's like? He turned into like Nunez and shit, and just put the backpack on.
He put up this air fighting like, thing in the, on the gram or social media, and it was awful.
The swinging
that work.
I just want him to lose though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want Soulja Boy to lose just for going backwards in life, man.
What about
fuck
Chris
you
Brown?
Screaming Bompton for, man?
Chris Brown said he was sleeping on Sean Kingston's mama's couch. And then after that came out, then Soulja Boy was like, call me, Chris. Call me, big bro.
Yeah, he apologized. And then.
But then he went back to Raw. He took a pre-workout.
Pre-workouts mean make you feel like you can rob a nigga with a spoon.
I'm telling you, man.
That's Soulja Boy's attitude. Soulja Boy say, yo, I could rob this nigga with a spoon.
You ever look at their faces and know when they off the coke and when they on the coke?
No.
Cause Soulja be looking tired as fuck when he's not on no drugs. But when he get amped up.
Never analyze them like that.
Yeah, don't look into the eyes like that.
And Chris losing a lot of weight in the face.
I do see that, yeah.
What happened here?
I figured, man, he was just dancing his ass off.
No, that's the cocaine.
Working out. Guess that ain't the case.
Nah, ain't it.
Maybe he's on a Atkins diet.
Nah, Karrueche got his heart broke.
Kanye West took the L for a minute, too,
fine,
didn't he?
Though.
Yeah, he did. He still.
He got the fuck out that tour.
he held the L for a minute, too, right? Kanye West in 2016?
Did he?
He might still be holding it.
He's probably still holding it.
You think he's still holding the L?
Yeah.
For what?
Well, he's in the back right now of the L, though. So we can. Quiet. So let's say Kanye West just passed his L to Chris Brown and Soulja Boy.
Yeah, because he ain't got.
And
no
he
more.
Ran to the other side of the track. He might be getting ready to.
He's on his meds now, so he's all
right. Right, like let me go ahead and get that back.
Yeah, man, did a Orlando. What's his name?
Brown.
Orlando Brown.
Brown.
I'm not even gonna say he took an L.
I'm waiting for his downfall
because of that
I think we're already
that
there.
Track he dropped.
Like, I'm gonna say that track was kind of fire.
It was, yeah, look. I went to work listening to
here's
it.
Here's the thing, but
yo,
he
got
rap.
A track.
Yeah, that's, he can. Yeah.
He can rap.
I gotta hear this shit.
But he just don't know how to act on a day to day basis.
Here's what I was explaining to Brandon. I was like, I think he's on drugs and blah blah blah. Yeah, he's probably taking drugs. But when I listen to him, he sounds like a guy who's trying to be funny, but the jokes are missing.
And they're missing so bad it makes him funny.
some of, yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Ice JJ Fish.
Like, no, he was dead serious. Like,
no, he's dead serious. But
Orlando but Brown, I'm when he says stuff, like, he's saying it to him, but he's like trying to give a provocative joke. But the joke, but it's so over everybody's head, they're like, this motherfucker's on drugs. Crazy. Like that. Yeah, like that right there.
Like, it was funny.
It's funny, but he's trying hard to make you laugh.
He's letting you know that
he's letting you know
he dug her out. He did dig Raven out. He spooned her
with his tongue.
Said he spooned that?
Yeah, he dug it out.
Dug it out.
I'm sure he did. I'm almost positive. The Disney era, that, you know, they was all just taking turns on each other.
I don't know how to say that.
I'm sure.
I don't, but those two.
Timberlake,
yeah, I definitely
he was fucking
believe.
Everybody.
I don't know that either. Yeah, but I'm definitely going to go with Orlando Brown was popping Raven some
K-E-Y.
Off,
though.
I don't, yeah.
P-U-S-S-Y.
Definitely agree with that.
That shit was perfect.
P-U-S-S-Y. Fuck Disney.
Anything else?
You know, it's a lot of scandals up in there, boy.
You say anything?
Wait, in Disney?
Shit, we'll never know.
Want to see that e story, the Disney story?
Nah.
Watch when we older, they go just exploit all that shit, show everything.
Mm.
That's what I hope. That's what I'm hoping for these next coming years. Like some of the behind the scenes shit that goes on in America is just. Somebody just say, well, you know what? Let's put this shit out there.
It is out there.
You mean all the shit the Russians know?
I think it's crazy. Huh?
Well, no, I mean, I want to have like a national televised event about it. Like, this is what's out there. Like, huh?
Just exposing all the shit.
You
ain't got to
look for it.
Like, Anonymous popped on the TV and just boom.
Is that what it's going to take for you to?
You can have one.
Because that'll scare the shit out of me. Right,
y'all
right
turn
now.
The TV off.
If I'm watching football or basketball and Anonymous pop on TV with that crazy V for Vendetta mask and throw a document up there and let me know all this bullshit that I've been saying on the mic is true. Yeah. I shit my pants right then and there.
But you listen, though.
Yeah, I'll listen to it, but I'd be scared as shit. But, like, what are you talking about? Like a movie?
Well, shit, it might as well be a movie, right?
It happens piece by piece. They give us at least three or four of them a year. Like when they got Patino or Paterno from the Nittany, the
from Penn State,
yeah. All that shit.
The boys. Yeah,
they give us one. They expose somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You get at least three or four exposures a year, so we just can't wait to see who get exposed this year.
Expose him.
He needs some milk.
That was crazy.
It's coming. I can't wait. I want to watch this. You gonna watch that New Edition
TV show? Yeah.
I can't wait to watch that, man.
It'll be the first time I saw BET in years.
Yeah, it'd be a minute. I can't wait to see that. You should check it out. If you watch now, you probably go fuck. You should definitely watch it. You should definitely watch it.
Way too black.
Here you go again.
Way too black.
I was like, you should.
He said,
you should definitely check it out.
His nah was
just like, really?
Nah, it looks like it's going to be dope.
It's three niggas in front of me right now. What the fuck are these? Five more than motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm looking at BBD right now.
That's a
fucking
new edition for me. Fuck that.
Shut up. Your mic, you see, I got the spoon.
You're going to dig you out.
Spoon edition up in this moment.
Nah, that looks good. I want to see some more of the NWA type. That's what I'm looking forward to. Supposedly that Tupac movie coming out. I'm not sure if I'm going to go see it or I'm going to wait.
I ain't going to see that.
That movie Styles come out yet?
It looks good.
I thought that shit was supposed to come out a long time ago.
The damn actor looks just like him.
Y'all seen The Magnificent Seven?
Yeah,
that was good.
Shit was great.
Shit made me sad, though. I wasn't expecting to get sad in that damn movie.
You didn't see it?
I haven't seen it.
Man, the Mexican live, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I'll watch it then.
Three of my favorite characters, I was just like, oh, really?
Man, the black hero survived. That's two.
Well, I expected.
We got Django and him. And yeah.
Denzel. I expected Denzel to make it, though.
Well, it's Denzel. His ass ain't going to die in his movie unless he's training day.
Spoiler.
He didn't die in it.
Yeah, he died like a motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker in training day.
Bullets didn't hit him.
Like, it's his whole side of his shit didn't get wet up, huh?
Hell no.
That shit didn't exist.
It wasn't real.
Too long to damn fall and close his eyes. He ain't die.
That nigga reached in and took a pre-workout.
Yeah.
King Kong ain't have shit on him, man.
Came out with that nail spoon.
Pelican Bay.
Yeah, no, yeah. The Chris Pratt, he went. I was like, oh, man. Then the Asian dude. Was he Asian? With the knives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm spoiling the fuck out of this movie.
Well,
you ain't seen
so much
it, but, hey.
Watch this motherfucker.
Sorry.
But yeah, him. Yeah.
You gotta watch that shit, Mike.
No, yo, that's a good ass movie.
It's a good ass movie. Oh, and watch this one too. The
Accountant?
Yes.
I was just about to say I want to see that one too. I hear that one's really good too.
You ain't got a Fire Stick yet?
No.
If I would have went to the movies
get
to see
that
it though,
shit, yo.
I think I would have been like, yeah.
How's that shit working out for you? The Fire Stick.
Oh, it's dope.
Shit is great. I ain't gotta go nowhere.
Yeah. But if I would have saw The Accountant in the theater, I think would have been like,
you know, you're living on the Xbox tonight though, right?
I watched the whole busted ass Rogue One on that shit too. I was
you
like,
powered through that?
Yeah, I was like,
you didn't like it? Or did you see it?
No,
I seen
the Fire
the
Stick
copy.
Wasn't.
Oh.
Fire Stick had the
oh,
head.
Oh, okay, yeah, so it, wasn't copy. It was just a copy. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It was not a good version.
I can't wait to watch that movie. I've heard good things about it. Everybody said good things about Rogue One. Plus, it's Star Wars, so I gotta see it. What else you got?
I ain't got nothing.
Herpes.
LeBron James? You know, I got something to say about Kyle Korver going to the Cavs?
Man, that shit ain't
what if
fair.
He get exposed? He's been on a good. Bron been right.
How could he get exposed? What do you mean by
what
exposed?
If they scandalize him and show set, tell it
like he's had
like bah.
They gonna pull
like
his hairline.
Don't try to
like
guess
like
it. Don't try to guess it and mess it up. Like we don't know because he ain't got shit.
Like
he's
like
been on a clean slate.
He probably had a setup like that. Who knows? But we probably doesn't.
You think he's the Black DiCaprio? You ain't gonna never get no shit.
Give
on
me
him.
Your LeBron James scandal that you'd be like, man.
No, I don't even want to blast him like that.
Okay,
I want him to stay right.
So this is me and you. So you give me your LeBron James scandal.
That he's gay?
You just gonna throw it out? Jesus.
I'm not even gonna do that. I'm not even doing that.
He's a homo.
He's a homo.
Nah, I think LeBron's got about 25 white bitches that he's ran through on the side.
And still doing it? You
and
think
still
that would be a scandal?
Just still doing it. Like, he ain't punch any of them or anything like that, but.
No, he's the Black DiCaprio. They ain't gonna never let none of that shit out the box.
I'm sure he's run through some white women.
It's like Sinatra.
Black DiCaprio?
Yeah, you know, Sinatra, and then it was passed down to DiCaprio. DiCaprio, he's untouchable. I think LeBron is the Black untouchable.
You think DiCaprio is the next, well, the successor of Sinatra?
Definitely. 100%. The Italians say it.
What Italians are you talking to?
Okay. What the fuck are you finding?
One of my dentists, he's like they praise DiCaprio. They just know that he's
Leonardo, right?
Yeah. Okay. He's like you know, like Derek Jeter.
Oh, fuck.
You heard it, right?
I didn't want to think about it until you fucking walk off and laugh.
I missed it. What happened?
We were talking about DiCaprio the whole time, Brandon. We're talking about Leonardo, right?
Like, no. We
ain't nah,
a different
man.
One.
Ain't talking
one.
About Da Vinci or something like that. Go
nah,
ahead.
But they it's like, you know, there's some untouchable motherfuckers, man. Like, you just don't talk about their business. And they stay out of the scandal, even though you know.
I think DiCaprio just stays out of it.
Right, because what makes him that way? But like, understand he stays out of it. But what?
Like he's the man. Like they everybody know he's the man.
As long as it took him to win an Oscar, I don't see him as a man.
Yeah, he would have had all types of Oscars.
He should have had an Oscar like before he got it. Like,
I'm saying,
yeah, he got it for The Revenant. But I was like, should have got it. Like when Denzel got his for Training Day, like he should have got it.
Yeah,
a different movie.
I don't think Denzel is untouchable. I think. Like Derek Jeter.
Oh, Denzel been saying some knowledge. You been seeing what
Denzel
been
saying?
Yeah,
he been dropping gems.
I was like, man, he must not give a fuck no more.
Dude. I'm stuck on one. I've been using one that I heard from him.
Which one? Because I was like, man, this motherfucker.
I said that shit to my kids. He said, do what you gotta do so you could do what you wanna do. That's my new shit for 2017. I'm like, wow, that shit was deep. So simple, but
elegant,
so real.
Yet elegant.
Nah, I just been like the stuff he's been saying. They was asking about acting. He was just like, man, he's basically like, this is not important.
Fighting in the wars. That's
yeah.
That's hard.
That's basically what he was saying. Like, this acting stuff ain't important. This isn't serious. I just been like what he's been saying. I can't quote him. You can go back and look up some Denzel quotes. Just, you know, that man been dropping some knowledge. which makes me feel like he doesn't give a fuck anymore. It's got to.
It's not at all.
Just the way I see it. Anyway, who went in the Super Bowl?
Patriots.
Pat?
Cowboys.
Don't do that.
No, don't.
So,
do that.
Who's winning the
don't
Super Bowl?
Motherfucker, ask me a question, I give you the answer, and then don't all say it. Then right. I can't say who I want I to just, win.
If not the Patriots, then the Seahawks.
Don't.
I definitely feel like the Patriots are going.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Patriots versus the Cowboys.
I think
the
if
Giants
it's not
going to fuck around and run through it again.
I think if it's not the Patriots, then like, kind of feel like Steelers. I don't know why. I just feel like it's one of those two. Mm. I wanted to say Kansas City because that's. I feel like if New England goes against Kansas City. Yeah, I feel like if New England goes against Kansas City, then.
It ain't no New England Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about in the AFC.
Oh, no. What's the Super Bowl? Who are the two Super Bowl people that's standing in the end?
That's what I'm saying. This versus this. I got the Patriots on one side.
On AFC.
But when I said the Patriots, I was just giving up scenarios.
So then who on the NFC?
The NFC.
How y'all not seeing the Cowboys? Y'all don't see
easy
this?
Because of the teams we got to run up against getting there. The fucking Giants. If the Giants are out.
They lost the two. This is the one they did. They going to win. They going to win this one.
Yeah, but the Giants defense is built.
For the Cowboys.
For to stop that run. And that's and our thing, the run.
They're basically, they've hit that stride that they hit each year they won the Super Bowl right now.
Yeah. That's the team that makes
hit
me
that
nervous.
Same stride. That
y'all just talking cowboy language because y'all know. Y'all
no, we're not. We're going, well.
Y'all doing
I'm
that
not.
Shit.
I'm not
what
doing,
shit?
I'm not doing no shit.
The shit that y'all say
Cowboys
I do.
Fans.
No, yours was completely irrational where you kept saying, we don't got an offensive line. I kept saying, no, you kept saying,
no,
oh, we got
I'm talking
hold
about
on,
like
on,
when,
hold
I,
on,
when
hold
I win
on.
A game or something, yours y'all be like, man, y'all let me win. And y'all be like, man, y'all taking it. You clearly
this is not
didn't
even
let
close
you.
To that.
Yeah, that's what y'all
no,
doing.
Yours is like low-key disrespect. Ours is ours.
Y'all
is
disrespecting
like,
your team right now.
I'm not disrespecting your team.
Y'all disrespecting your team right now.
No, I'm not.
Y'all don't believe y'all can win.
No, I said if we got to run into the Giants, and I feel like the Giants are our problem.
They are our bugaboo.
We've lost to them twice.
Just go.
Last time we were 13-3, we ran into the Giants.
Hit their ass and prevail this time.
And we lost.
I think the young nigga can do it.
They're just built to bother us. This is what it is.
They can do it this time.
As long as Eli throws up them interceptions, which at least two are coming.
Best thing about it is it's in Dallas. But then again, it's either them or the Packers that are going to Dallas next week.
But let's go. I got Patriots on one side, and I'm gonna rock with the Seahawks. Making it.
They're gonna get past. So the Packers ain't gonna make it.
I don't think the Packers. If the Packers lose to the Giants, right? I don't think the Packers are beating Dallas.
Who do you win? Oh, so you beat the Packers, but you don't beat the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Only because I don't think Aaron Rodgers alone can beat us. Only reason why I say that is because I think we'll keep him on the sideline. I think we'll keep Aaron Rodgers there to where by the time he starts doing Aaron Rodgers things, it doesn't matter. He doesn't have enough time.
Mm.
That's the only thing about Rodgers. I just think we won't give him time to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Seahawks, Patriots. And I have the Patriots winning it all. I just feel like the Seahawks are going to squeak in there.
They always bought
because of matchups. That's why.
We'll see how they fare when they go down to Atlanta next week.
Oh, I forgot all about Atlanta.
Damn. They go down to Atlanta next week, so.
I'm still going to rock with them because
they
you know
still
what?
Have a chance to lose.
Yeah.
I want the Seahawks to lose.
I hate the Seahawks.
I don't like the Seahawks either.
I hate the Seahawks.
But I still pick them.
I'm afraid of
but
Atlanta.
But I forgot all about Atlanta.
I'm afraid of Atlanta. That fucking
yeah, that
offense ain't no joke.
I forgot all about Atlanta.
You know that's a team that you need to keep off the field. I'm gonna rock with Dallas though. I'm gonna say they make it. But
so
Dallas.
But in my heart of hearts, I'm always ready for disappointment as a Cowboys
okay.
fan.
Let me switch it. I want to say the Falcons now.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Their defense is trash, but that damn offense.
Something tells me it's the fucking Seahawks. Something tells me that they're going to shit the bed next week.
Mm.
The Falcons. Something just tells me.
Well, because the defense can't stand up to.
They're in Atlanta next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that home field advantage for the Falcons don't mean
Falcons
shit.
Falcons have shitty defense. That's all I keep going to, but I just feel like they're going to outscore because
that's how they beat it.
That offensive line that the Seahawks have is doo-doo, or as Pat says, dookie.
Dookie. That's a funny fucking word.
This shit is hilarious.
This shit is dookie.
You know, he said there's a bunch of Asians at his job who don't know what dookie is.
They do now.
Never heard of the word dookie.
How the hell you never heard of the word dookie?
Mm-hmm. All right, so you got Cowboys who?
Cowboys Patriots.
Cowboys Patriots. It'll change when people lose. We'll be back next time with different picks. We got Patriots, Cowboys?
Cowboys Steelers.
Cowboys Steelers? And you said?
I said
Patriots. Atlanta. Who? You said Seahawks, didn't you?
I said Patriots winning. Yeah, but I said no. Yeah.
I said a boy.
Patriots Seahawks.
I didn't say Seahawks.
So. Oh, who's okay? Give me the NFC side before we get out of here.
I'm going Atlanta.
Atlanta, and I got Patriots Atlanta. All right, now one word. Just give me who wins it all.
Dallas.
We'll bring that shit to the south.
That's not being overconfident,
baby.
That's just praying that they fucking win.
Who you got?
ATL, baby.
All right.
Dallas.
Yeah, Patriots winning it all. All right.
You a bitch.
Happy New Year, folks.
This was the Irrelevant Show.